In Redwood City, as I entered that position as the director, I was pretty young, and actually Ned had had a more traditional career up to that point than I had. So I came in as his boss, but really I had never worked in an actual public library for the first 10 years of my career. I'd worked in library cooperative agencies. So I came in, and initially I thought Ned was somewhat suspicious of me, both because we were kind of peers and my career was moving in a little bit different direction, and secondly because I didn't have any direct experience working in a public library, and now I was going to run one. But we began to develop a great relationship and worked together, and almost as soon as I got that job, the city decided to build a new library, and it was a wonderfully exciting project. And Ned is very interested in architecture and always has been, and he was, of all the other staff members, the most interested in that project and the most kind of involved. And so we started working closely together then. After the new library opened, we suddenly kind of had a flowering in the library, that we had a building now that could let us do things we couldn't even dream of before. And so the library began to do all kinds of innovative things. We had an amazing literacy project. We had free babysitting in the library once a week so parents could research and leave their kids with somebody. We just had a ton of stuff. And we went to a conference and saw all these people get all these awards for things that were nowhere near as cool as what we were doing. So we said to ourselves, we need to write articles and make speeches. But instead, what we saw was an opportunity to write a proposal for the National Library of the Year. And Ned and I wrote it together. And then one day I got a phone call from the editor-in-chief of Library Journal to tell me that we had been selected. So I'll have to let Ned tell the rest of that story, if you remember that day.
Yeah, you'll probably remember better than I. I just remember when she announced it, it was like so exciting. Because what was nice about this, we didn't have a separate grant writer or anything. So a few of us on the staff worked on the proposal. And what our point was that we were a really well-rounded, medium-sized library and did everything well. It's not like we had one particular grant, but we did all these things well. So several of us contributed. But so it was really like group ownership of it. And then when it was announced, I guess what I did was I went on the loudspeaker to announce to the whole library that we had just won.
And actually, he announced it and burst into song, which is a very Ned-like thing.
But so, song is good.
And, all right, so I will always remember that day. That I ran into his office to tell him, and he immediately got on the intercom to announce it throughout the whole library. And then after announcing it, the joy of the moment was such that he burst into song. And it was, to me, one of the great moments of my career, and I'm sure of his. There were a lot of celebrations after, but that particular moment when we knew that what we had dreamed of kind of had happened. And my other favorite moment about that was that we put a big banner up that said National Library of the Year. And one day I was in the library, and two little boys walked by, and they saw the banner, and one says to the other, "See that? We're the best library in the country." And it was so great because, you know, it wasn't an award for the library staff or an individual librarian. It truly was the whole community and the whole library.
When you got the job here, you know, San Jose's reputation was really not too great. And
that's true. I almost
myself,
didn't take the job for
that
very
reason.
Why would
she want to go to San Jose? It was it was a big system, but it was sort of known as sort of a loser system with no vitality to it. But you knew that.
You know, one of the things about both of us is that we both truly love libraries. We love libraries in the abstract for what they can be and what they represent, and we love them for their reality of what they actually are and the day-to-day interactions and what happens in a library. But I sometimes call myself a loving critic, and I think in some ways we both are. We love it, but we question, you know, some of the ways in which the profession acts, or
yeah,
you know,
that's for
and
sure.
And say it could be better. It could be better. And we both, you know, have this great loving respect for the institution and our careers and what we've done. But we don't rest on the laurel. Then we say, and so how do you make it better? How do you keep it, you know, even more important? And now I feel we're right on the cusp as a profession. Just as we were 20 years ago with the internet, when the profession, just at least public librarians, didn't know what to do with it. It was scary, and it was, people knew more, customers sometimes knew more about how to use this thing than we did. And yet at a certain point, you know, we kind of linked arms and leapt into that But now we have a similar challenge, I think, with digital media and ebooks and another huge wave of change that's coming, and that it's going to be those kind of bedrock mission things and an attitude of kind of loving criticism and adventureness to say we can go forward and we will go forward, we'll still be here, that our profession really
That's not the
needs.
End of libraries.
It is not
that
the
it's
end
actually,
of libraries.
I think it's a great time for libraries.
Right. And
even
so
though I'm not technically too savant, but I think people are, and I think the libraries still are.
So, like you said, the basic an interesting time for us to be leaving the profession at the cusp of this thing. But I'm confident that the profession will cope, will move forward.
Well, hopefully there'll be leaders like you behind them.